Lindsay Ward Waller. I am the Public Information Officer for Project Management and Engineering with the Municipality of Anchorage. And I'm also a public health student at UAA. And I joined PTAB, that'll be a year ago, January.
Dawn?
I'm Dawn Groves. I joined Public Transit Advisory Board about a year ago, maybe, I can't remember. But I work with public health, and so my job here is I'm wearing the public health hat majority of the time.
Jennifer?
I'm Jennifer. I have been on PTAB since, I think, March-ish. And I've been riding the bus for 14, 15 years-ish.
Doug, are you for PTAB members?
I'm here, Doug Miller. I'm an attorney in town, but I only do criminal appeals, so if you need me, you're already in a lot of trouble.
Better call Saul.
Andrew? I'm Andrew Ohms. I've been on the board 7 years or so, seven or eight now. I'm a transportation engineer and planner, and like the rest of the board, a volunteer and a passionate bus rider and advocate.
So we do have a quorum. Genevieve has an excused absence. Elijah said that he may be late. So that's the PTAB members. And then staff here, we'll start with April.
I'm April White, Public Transportation Operations Supervisor.
I'm Christine Schutte, I'm the Transit Planner.
Bart Rudolph, I'm the Planning and Marketing Manager.
I'm Jamie Acton, I'm the Director.
I'm Allison Gedeker, I'm the Transit Scheduler.
Excellent. So that, moving on to approval of the agenda. Are there any motions to amend the agenda?
Move to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
You're correct, Sam. Thank you. I left my cheat sheet in my office. We have a motion to approve the agenda. Now do we have any motions to amend the agenda? Seeing none, any objections to adopting the agenda? Agenda is therefore adopted. Moving on to item four, public involvement announcement. I'm going to read this, it's on the agenda as well. PTAB meetings are open to the public and the public has provided an opportunity to comment at each meeting. Action items are presented by staff or consulting. After the committee discusses the item, the public is invited to formally comment. Again, that's on action items only. If a member of the public has a comment that does not relate to an action item, an opportunity to comment will be provided during agenda item seven. Agenda item six. All individuals addressing the board should state their name and limit their comments to 2 minutes. The board may address or respond to comments during agenda item seven. If there is no response to your comment or you'd like more detailed response, please stay and talk to a staff or board member after the meeting adjourns. An audio recording is being made of this meeting, but it will be posted on the municipal website. Please be aware that side conversations may, in fact, may also be picked up by the microphones we're using to record the meeting itself. On to item five, action information items. 5A is the minutes. Accepting motions to adopt minutes.
So moved.
I will second.
Moved and seconded. Any amendments?
Yes, it says meeting agenda. It should say meeting minutes. The top. All right. Yeah. So I move to amend it to say minutes instead of agenda.
Second. Any discussion? Okay. Any objection to adopting the minutes as amended? So adopted. On to 5B. 2020 operating budget update information item.
Did you want to do your hurrah?
So we have a new bus route that's funded for 3 years. Woo!
Now I'll give the route.
So, as many of you may know or have heard, or perhaps this is new information, the Anchorage Assembly approved what was basically funding for scenario H, essentially, that
came out of the Transit on the Move short-range planning effort that we'll talk a little bit more about tonight. And what will happen next is we will go back out for public review for the final alignment of that route. But essentially, this is the route that reinstates service to the LUSAC Library. So it's very exciting. Yeah. So
we'll see what the route is.
We will, but it will go to LUSAC regardless of what it actually is. So that was the one selling point for sure. I just would like to thank everybody that reached out to their assembly people that showed up to provide public comment and testimony. You were heard. You've been heard by us. We relayed the message to the administration and to the assembly, and then you also picked up the ball and carried it down the field as well. So thank you for being advocates for yourselves, and thank you for being advocates for us and the work that we do in trying to move our community better, more efficiently. So we are hoping that this route, the money will be in our budget in January, but as you all know, we have a very lengthy process that is surrounding service changes. And so as soon as we figure out what the final alignment is, our goal is to get this route reinstated sometime in the fall of 2020. So stay tuned. We'll be asking for more ideas and comments about where it'll go. So, did I miss
anything? Any board questions or comments?
Good work.
Okay. Moving on to 5C, Transit on the Move draft plan, upcoming public comment period. This is an information item. Christine?
Yeah, so we're getting ready to release the draft plan for a 45-day review period. So we wanted to bring it here to go over it with you guys and kind of give you a peek as to what's in the plan. So I'm kind of going to try to walk through it slowly, and I will call out page numbers if you want to follow along in the plan to see what's in it. I'm going to take a couple minutes just to say how it's structured, what's in the plan. So everything that we heard in the two public event series that we had for this process is in this plan. We review what we heard, and then there's a list of prioritized projects with associated cost estimates and demographics for each of the projects. It's organized into four sections. The first section starts on page 7. And it's why we are planning. So this section just gives some background information about the planning process, an introduction to the plan. On page 9, it talks a little bit about the Anchorage Talks Transit planning process that was the bulk of what happened right before the system change in 2017. So it talks about that planning process and then a little bit about the system redesign in 2017. Next, it talks about coordinated plans within the municipality. So on the next page, you can see some of the plans that we reviewed to see when they mentioned transit and some of the shared interest in improving transit within the municipality. Next, on the next page, 11, we start talking about the plan scope. And on the following pages, 12 and 13, you can see the whole project timeline for the plan. And then on the following page, the committees that were involved in the development of the plan. The next section, which starts on the next page, is the what we have now. So it starts kind of looks like this on the next page right after the committees. This section reviews the three services under PTD's umbrella currently. So it starts on page 17. We start looking at People Mover, the fixed route bus system. So there's a system map of how the system looks currently today. And for anybody reading the plan that's not familiar with our system, the following page just goes into the methodology for the route numbers and how things changed in 2017. And then starting on page 20, so this will be our first demographic map page. We have about 8 pages. They start like this. I'll just go over the first one so you can see kind of how they're set up. These cover some important population groups that we pay attention to, and the percentage of those MOA populations that are within a quarter mile of our bus system. So each map, the darker areas on the map are more concentrated. The black outline is the existing system on the map. And then if you can see the lightly colored gray overlay buffer, that is a quarter mile buffer system of who has access to a bus stop on the current system. And then the current stats for what percent of the population within the MOA that are within a quarter mile of the system currently are in the purple boxes in the lower right hand corner. Mm-hmm. On page 29 starts the section called baseline analysis. That reviews a system report card that was put out in December of 2018 and some current ridership graphs and bar charts. Anything to add at this point, but
nope.
On page 31, we start talking about the rideshare program. It gives you current system updates and then talks a little bit about the partnership with Enterprise for that program. On the following page 32, it talks about the Anchorage, the paratransit service. So there are current system details, statistics for riders and trip purpose. And then on page 33, there's a map that shows where anchor rides picked up people during 2018. And then also the three buffer zones for anchor rides. So the core buffer zone that's within 3/4 of a mile of our system, and then the two premium zones outside of that buffer. The next section starts on 35, and it's the where we're going. So this is a big section that covers both details for both of the public event series that we had, 1 and 2, and then a performance-based planning matrix and the project list. On page 36, we start talking about public event series 1. In public event series 1, that was in February of this year, we reviewed the system report card that was put out in December of 2018, and then we asked members of the public to think about 3 goals for public transportation: accessibility, convenience, and reliability. Details for that public series are on page 37, as well as more details in the appendix of this plan. On page 38, this is our performance-based matrix. Each goal has an objective, a measure, and a target that would help us reach that goal. So in the top of on page 39, how it's set up is the goals on the top, and that's the goal of accessibility. The first column in purple is the objectives. The second column in green is the performance measures, and the third column in yellow is the performance targets. Each target is numbered is identified within a letter and sub number so that we can use those later when we look at the project list. You'll see that each project is tied back to a performance target, so we know that implementing certain projects, what targets those are helping us achieve. The last column in the matrix is the services that those targets pertain to. So there's little icons for people mover, or in the left-hand column they have a little bus, and then anchor rides are in the center, they're orange, and then ride share little cars in the gray. So each page is different. The goal for accessibility has its own matrix. Convenience is on the next page, 39. And reliability and safety is on page 40. Next, we talk about the project list and details for public event series 2. So in public event series 2, we took everything we heard in public event series 1, and we had a proposed project list, and we asked the public to vote on what was most important to them within that project list. And details for public event series 2 are on page 40 and 41, as well as appendix. There will be additional information in the appendix for both of those public series. Okay, and so finally, we're into the how we're going to get here. This is kind of the meat of the plan. The bulk of the plan is in this gap, this section. This has a prioritized project list. It has cost estimates for each project, and it has maps for any project that would add new service or realign service. So on page 47, we have the prioritized project list. Projects are organized by service, so the first list that you'll see will be projects for People Mover, the fixed route service, and then there will be anchor rides and rideshare on the last page. Projects were prioritized by the combined input from Public Event Series 1 and Public Event Series 2. So looking at that table on page 47, the first column where you see the bubbles with the numbers, that's the rank for each project. So the first project is a route on Old Seward. There were 3 route options for a route on Old Seward. The one that received the most votes was Project 8, but the combined input from the public was, the next column, total votes, was 216 votes for a route on Old Seward. In the rank option section, you'll see cost estimates for whether, if it's, in this case, since it's a putting back new service, there's a 1A and 1B because it's giving you cost estimates whether that's a 30-minute route or a 60-minute route. And there are capital costs, so those would be the new bus stops or buses that would be needed, any one-time cost, and then operating costs is any annual costs that would be needed to sustain that service. And the third caveat to cost estimates, there's anchor rides in that section, and when we implement new service to the bus system, sometimes that has implications for anchor rides. So if there is a cost associated to anchor rides, we've estimated that right here. And then the last column will be target, and that's where, like I mentioned, that there's a letter number for each target in the performance matrix. Here is where you can see which target each of these projects are associated to. And that's on page, on the next page on 48, I just want to show you another example of rank options where there's different cost estimates. On project 11, for increasing weekday span of service, the 3 different options of how we could increase weekday span is 11A, which would be increasing the Route 91, making it not a commuter mount, making it a 60-minute service. 11B is taking the Route 92 that goes to Eagle River and giving it midday trips. And C would be having the existing routes that are already all-day service, have them all operate until midnight. And so there's a cost associated with all of those different projects. On page 52, you'll see the anchor rides and rideshare projects with the same format as the People Mover projects. Then we get into project maps. So on page 54, you'll see the first project map. So all route alignments for each project are shown on the map. This first map is for a route on Old Seward. We proposed 3 route options for that. The one that got the most votes, Project H, is shown in orange in the middle, but there is also one on either side of that for the other two route alignments that were proposed. And to further know which one got the most votes, you can look at the legend, and we show the percent of the total vote in Public Event Series 2 that each route got. And in the background of all of these maps, we'll have our existing network in gray. So if you look at the adjacent page, we have the same demographics that we discussed earlier and how they relate to implementing this new service. So the first bubble is just the rank. So this project was ranked first. And then the combined public event series one and two vote, you can see what percent of the total vote this project received. And then as you look at the other icons, if you look at the second icon in the first column for population, the way you would interpret that is that if we implement Project H, we would reach 6.9% more of the total MLI population than we do today with our current system. And the last icon on the right-hand column is estimated operating costs. So those, again, are the costs for 30 and 60 minute service. That's just operating costs, so that's what you would need annually to sustain that service. On page, so each one of the projects that were voted for has its own page that you can review. On page 85, in the back, we have maps for all top projects. We know that it's unreasonable to think that we would implement all these projects, but they're shown kind of as a discussion point to say what, to talk through and look at what other ways you could improve transit in Anchorage. And I'll say that as when we look at the demographic icons that are on the adjacent page, right now, our current system reaches 39% of the total MLI population. If we implemented, I think there's 11 projects shown on this map. So there's, on the top, they're all new routes, and on the bottom legend, it's realignment. So if all 11 of those projects got implemented, we would still only reach 57% of the total MLI population. And then further, as I said, further discussion, some more details about both public event series and demographic and cost estimates are provided in the appendix. And that.
No, it was great walking.
Very interesting.
Can we talk about public comment?
Yeah, public comment. So tomorrow, this will be on the website, and we'll have a website dedicated to this draft, and it'll be available for download. Printed copies will be available at the Downtown Transit Center starting on the 18th, and that kind of kicks off our official 45-day period. Starts on the 18th, and it'll go till the end of January. All public comments need to be received in writing, so they can be emailed to us, mailed to us, written and given to Downtown Transit. This next PTAB meeting in January will be a forum, the only forum that we will accept verbal comments. And then we'll also be at the transportation fair where people can submit comments, and we'll have comment forms there as well.
And then the transportation fair?
The 23rd of January. Between 3 and 7.
Be a good time.
Thanks, Christine. Any board comments or questions?
Are you celebrating on that?
I'm trying to figure out the difference between Route H and Route E. Are those two different routes completely?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So Route E is on the very next page of 57.
And they don't both go to the library?
No. Route E goes from the Downtown Transit Center through Independence Park and on Elmore, and it goes to the Muldoon Transit Hub.
Okay.
Can submit this as a written comment, but would it be possible to add the Vision Zero action plan and climate action plan to the area-wide plans that contain transit-related goals?
Yeah, we could. You can submit that. We talked about the climate action plan.
Page 9.
I did not. Maybe it's not in the actual matrix, but it's called out.
Oh, it is.
In the text.
Okay. Yeah. No,
but not the Vision Zero. So that you can submit that, and we'll definitely.
Vision Zero does have bus stop location evaluation as an action item.
Okay.
getting hit by a bus is good for the environment. So,
this is an information item, so there's no public comment at this time. Snarky voice.
I do have a question though.
Yeah.
So I'm just noticing, it reminded me on page 61 that proposal F that did not get that many votes compared to H, but I see that it goes to the neighborhood health clinic, and I can't remember when we did the whole system redesign whether there was discussion. I mean, I know we have a route that's fairly frequent to the VA clinic, and I know that there's some kind of shuttle from downtown, I think, to the neighborhood health center.
Yeah, I can speak to that.
So we have evaluated service to the neighborhood health center or clinic for going on 7 years at this point. They receive $40,000 out of our budget every single year to match a grant. What has happened at this point with our coordination efforts is essentially they have a shuttle that travels right in front of the 25 every hour on the hour from 8 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We recently had a conversation, and they have agreed to essentially use the match money that we give them to shore up their shuttle a bit. And what they will now be doing, rather than running from the downtown transit center, is they'll be running from the health clinic to the library and going back and forth. And so that'll give them some more connectivity, some more transfer opportunities. It'll give them an opportunity to really focus on the service rather than the transportation piece, healthcare services, rather than moving people. They move about 7 passengers an hour. And so to go ahead and move those passengers onto the frequent network and then have them be able to connect with the shuttle is just more efficient and eliminates a duplication of service. So we have never been able to, at this point, figure out a way to provide that direct service. But this is the best coordination that we've had with them to date, essentially.
Do they own that shuttle?
Yes, it's a vehicle that we gave to them, and they maintain the shuttle, and they purchase the service through MB Transportation for the operator of the shuttle, and it's very expensive. It's very expensive for them.
But then, so somebody, if they wanted to go downtown, though, they would have to get on the 25 or something. Okay.
But
or
that's
go to
one of the things.
Go to the library and transfer to the new route.
Yeah. Oh, well, you mean... Oh, well, this is...
So this is when the new route starts, yes.
Oh,
so this is that coordination piece. We have a route that they'll be able to run.
Great.
Yeah, so they'll be provided with some additional connectivity, and it'll improve the service for their shuttle.
God forbid someone has to transfer.
Well, there'll be transfers.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask about that for a while.
People on the
roof
are going
down. So I think this document is fantastic and a great tool moving forward for decision makers, for the public, for the board. So I'm going to commend Christine and the staff for preparing it. So moving forward, combining this with the last action on the new route, what's the next step for determining? I mean, I know there's a long public involvement process, but how does that start? Choosing between the three routes.
Okay, so we'll get through the public involvement process on this. So at the end of January, the public involvement comment period will close. In February, we'll come back here and we'll see if you guys, we'll go through all the comments and we'll see if there's any changes, and then you will recommend approval or not. Then right after that, we will get started planning the new route on the old Seward Highway. And we will start with Route H, and we will go with that for us, a public comment period. And we will do further analysis to make sure that the running times can operate it with the buses that we say it can operate. We'll get a more fine-tuned cost estimate. And we'll just double check with the public one more time that Route H is the one that we want to go with. So I would look for that probably into February, probably March timeframe. And then we got to get right into scheduling so that we can implement it in fall.
We fall in July.
Not July.
Yeah,
not July.
Fair enough. We usually do a service change in July.
Yes.
This one will have to be pushed back to the end of summer.
Okay.
probably.
Especially with the capital needs that,
yeah.
that are going to go along with reinstating the bus stops. We've got to wait
true.
Until the right-of-way opens.
Yeah.
Until what opens?
Right-of-way.
Oh.
Any other board comments or questions?
It's extremely comprehensive.
Great. Well, that concludes our action information items for this evening. Moving on to public comments. I believe there's a sign-in sheet, so we'll work through that first. And then anyone who hasn't yet spoken, as a reminder, 2 minutes, state your name for the record, and we'll be happy to hear your comments. First up, Shirley Smith. Who I saw downstairs, so let's see. And Miranda.
Bonet.
Yeah, thank you.
I just wanted to thank you for paying attention to us on the library bus. I know there's a lot of people I know over there with walkers, and you try on a walker, trying to bounce on a snow beam to try to get to the bus. I really appreciate that, and that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Next up is Sunshine.
I was riding the bus on Thursday. Keep me out on the bus.
I think they can hear you.
They keep me out on the bus bus station or something.
Which bus?
Downtown bus station.
We can follow up after
the buses.
Yeah. We'd be happy to follow up with you after the meeting for those details.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else to say? Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
They'll help you after
the meeting. Paul Watson.
Yeah, I think I've commented here before on several issues, but the thing that hit me in the last week or two, being a daily bus rider, was number one, some of the buses are getting old. And the drivers were telling me, I happened to be on 3 buses that all stopped because of ice and snow accumulation under the bus that caused the door to stick open, the back door. And when the back door wouldn't close, they couldn't operate, so they had to get another bus. And it was a delay in all 3 cases of about half an hour. But it just occurred to me when that was happening, and watching, I watched 3 people in walkers. This lady made a good comment about people in walkers and wheelchairs and stuff, that the bus stops were cleared for the front door, but not for the back door on the bus. And people were trying to get off the bus, and they were falling into the snow drifts and ice drifts. And I thought, you know, there should be an emergency team at the headquarters here that can respond to this stuff and call somebody and say that this stop has to be cleared out where the buses stop because people are falling there. And I thought, you know, one of those, we have an attorney here from, I thought, someone is going to sue the city at some point over falling like that and getting hurt coming off a bus. And that could be a big problem. So,
great. Thank you. Thank you for your comment.
Yeah. And, by the way, Walmart said you're finally opening the center out here at the mall by us. But it still isn't open, and we're...
Thank you, sir. That was 2 minutes.
Yeah. They were unhappy.
Bev Wilkie.
Thank you very much for the new improvements. And I would like to say thank you to the folks at the Transit Center downtown, security, and the folks who do the cleaning. Really working above and beyond sometimes and with great diligence and patience. Also, I ride anchor rides. And I've had some really good experiences with the anchor rides. I found the drivers to be, this weather has been pretty nasty. They're always careful, but even more so. And also very helpful. If they think you might need assistance, they'll kind of pop a bag in for you. So many things to be thankful at this holiday season.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Samuel Moore.
Oh, yes, that's what that says.
Poorly written. I was not taught penmanship. First of all, I have no complaints about the system. The system is working beautifully and incredibly well. There seems to be a discrepancy between Google Transit and the Transit app, as far as I have no idea what's going on there. The only question I had, though, and Jamie, you could probably speak to this, is what's going on with the Diamond Transit Center?
Be happy to give an update when we're done.
Great, thank you. Patricia Olson.
Well, I'm on my, like him, riding every single day, as you all know. I'm on my 300, on the 20th will be a year, every day. And like she said, it's been wonderful. It's better. But I have a suggestion for the door thing, because I was on it the other day when it's not like there's a whole line of people trying to get on and this time of the year, right? Mm-hmm. So I think, because even I'm pretty healthy at 74, and I can jump out on top of the ice. I'm very athletic, I want to say. But most people aren't, and like he said, it is awful. So maybe until those berms, because they're frozen solid. I mean, taking a 10 is horrible. I even walk on the streets because it's solid ice from thrown over. I know I shouldn't, but what I'm saying is maybe just keep the back, make everybody wait, and we all go out the front door and then let the people come in. That's what I'm thinking. And then the diamond one, who was that one? That one. When's it going to open?
I'll give an update when we're done. I'm on it.
I'm crazy.
It looks great. Looks great.
There's a broken window, though.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay. Already? Yep.
Yeah.
Dear God.
We will get to that. Jennifer
Kodrick. I've been a bus rider for over a decade. And that's unfortunately hit by cat and half truck across the Bend Meridian due to freezing rain. Nobody's fault. I slowed down to 45 because I was listening to the radio that said people were going off the road left and right, so I slowed down. But a truck came across the meridian of the Glen Highway. I was an inbound from Wasilla. They were an outbound to the valley. It was a truck, and I was in a sedan. The only car I ever bought brand new. Had it less than 2 years. I was cut out of the car with the jaws of life, medevac, Providence, and a coma. I got a helicopter ride. I happened to have gone to school with a guy who is one of the same. But I'm utterly frustrated with this system and the delays that are going on. I think the system where I'm from, Juneau, is way better than here. I rode in Seattle for quite some time. much better there as well. And I know we're not as big as Seattle, maybe. I don't study populations or anything, but you know, when I was in Seattle, they had a way better system than we do here in Anchorage. And when I was in, well, I've been all over the place, but I want to, you know, sometimes I feel like it's better just walking than riding the bus. But then I also have a home, and a lot of my items are being stolen out of my home. And I'm being stalked to and from the bus stops back to my home. And the police in this city have been no help. And my 2 minutes is up.
Thank you, ma'am.
But yeah, I'm kind of unsatisfied.
Is there anyone who hasn't spoken who would like to speak? Yes.
All right. So I've been... Please state your name for the record. I go by Starla. I've been riding the bus on and off for about 10 years. And I miss the routes that go from like here to like the airport to like Diamond. Like I understand like with budget cuts and stuff, like why like the two separate routes, but it's kind of an inconvenience. People may not know what to do. Also, I don't know if you guys are bringing back a bus route towards like 36 and like the Turnigan area, but people do live over there that do work like across town. And when those routes were cut, it made a huge dent in like getting to and from work, because some people don't have cars, some people don't have licenses and don't have a desire to get a license. Part of those changes is what got me to get my license, just because of the lack of transportation around town. I appreciate the later bus routes, but maybe if they could like be like all throughout the city instead of just to and from the airport.
Thank you. Anyone else who hasn't spoken yet? Yes.
My name's Al Rice. I'd just like to say I really appreciate the fact that you guys are handling the transportation system, and I really appreciate the recent improvements in the last couple years. What I've seen, you guys are saving me a ton of money by not me having to own a car.
Yeah.
And I really want to thank you for that, because it's really nice to have a little extra money in the bank. That's because of you guys. Thank you very much. I'm in your debt. Anything I can do, don't hesitate to ask.
He needs to be on the board.
Thank you. Anyone else who hasn't spoken yet?
I was just trying to find the sign-up list, the sign-in sheet.
We've already got it.
I've got it
here. Would you like to speak now?
Yeah, sure.
Sign up or speak?
I'm just trying to sign up.
Oh, okay. We'll start the timer then.
You already had your public comment.
Yes, ma'am.
We'd be happy to talk to you afterwards.
No, I'm just going to say it's a world-class system, so keep it up.
Would anyone else like to speak? Okay.
Thank you.
Well, with that, I will close the public
comment. Ma'am, to adjourn.
Yes.
What we were to do, board comments, but yes, now's a great time.
Just do Diamond Center update real quick, and then we'll move on to board comments. So the Diamond Center, we were very, very close to opening it. It looks like it's ready to open. There are a few things that need to happen and a couple inspections that need to take place that were not scheduled by our project managers. And so we are reaching delays with that. There's also a couple components of the facility that with the Diamond Center itself would void our lease, which would then require us to vacate the premise, which we don't want that to happen on top of it. So we are working with our contractors, we're working with our project managers as best we can to get this facility open. We are just as frustrated as you are with this project. And I'm at the point where I'm ready to hire a shaman or a priest or something and do some sort of ceremony to try to get it moving. I'll tell you what, it was heartbreaking to walk up and see the glass shattered at the facility the other day, because we were just so close to opening it. And when I showed up there and to see that, my heart just kind of sunk. So please know that we are just as frustrated as you are. We are just as ready to have that facility open and to have people in it and utilizing it. And I can understand your frustration, and I understand wanting to have a warm, safe place to wait. So that's our update. We're hoping to get it open when it gets open. I don't have a date for you. I don't have a time, but you know, we're doing the best that we can with what we've got right now. And this is a project that keeps on giving. So that's all I can say about it.
Is it possible to have the merchants out there on an advisory board or something?
No, this is basically coming down to our lease and the requirements of our lease and what we need to do to make that that piece safe and secure and make sure that we're meeting all of the requirements that are being asked of us as being a tenant of the property. Because I don't know that many people understand that we lease that space from the Diamond Center. It's
if you're
not
looking
ours.
For a better project manager, I might know someone, Andrew Ooms. Or
I hear he's moving, so we can't afford him. But yeah, so to be completely honest with you, we're in the same boat as you all are, and we're ready to have it open as soon as we possibly can. So unfortunately, there's just more hoops and hurdles to jump through at this
big
point.
Government regulation.
Well, actually, this is Diamond Center regulation at this point.
Private industry regulation.
So, yeah. So we're kind of at the mercy of making sure that we meet the terms of our lease and making sure that it's safe and ready to go for everybody that will be using it.
Can only hang out at Chili's for so long. So.
Board comments.
Thank you for that update. Yep. Board comments, Chelsea.
Thank you for being here. Thank you all for providing comments, and I think it's really helpful now that we have funding for LUSAC and Old Seward route to hear, you know, maybe next up is Turnagain. And I think some of that is reflected, or a lot of that is obviously reflected in this extensive Transit on the Move draft that we saw today. So it's just helpful to continue to hear what you guys want improvements and changes for.
Nothing. What? No, Dawn has a lot that she wants to say. Come back to Dawn.
She brought a whole
She's
life.
Ready to go.
Multi-page
okay,
essay.
I'm sorry. We're not going to stay late, I promise. Okay, public health. It's recommended that, I think most everybody knows, it's recommended that we walk about 22 minutes per day. And Alaska spends, and the result of not walking is a number of diseases related to, and one of them is obesity. Obesity-related diseases. Alaska spends $500,000 on obesity every year. So $500 million. So that's a lot.
A year?
Every year, Alaska spends $500 million. So public transit, matter-of-factly, provides great opportunity for people to walk. And I have three studies here to just talk to you about briefly. In King County, Washington, there were 683 travel assessments. They went out and measured how much people walk. And on average, those people walk 12 minutes more than people who don't ride the bus. So people who use the bus get about almost half of their daily exercise. In Atlanta, Georgia, over 4,000 people were surveyed. Of those people who were surveyed, transit users had double the walking amount per day. So they, again... And the third study is the University of Illinois. Researchers determined higher mass transit users were correlated with lower obesity rates in counties across the United States. So I think it's a really good idea that People Mover is working with businesses.
A lot of weight. I started riding in public transit.
People Mover are working with businesses to encourage businesses to buy bus passes for their members. It's more of a public health opportunity than transit. It's a public health and a transit opportunity.
Double whammy.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Jennifer?
I just wanted to say thank you for the update on the Diamond Center situation.
Could you speak up?
I'm looking forward to being able to go to the library directly.
She's not saying anything that you want to hear, so.
That would still be nice.
Came out wrong.
Thank you for the Diamond Center update, and I'm looking forward to being able to go directly to the library. Thank you.
We all are. Directly to the library.
Thanks for all the comments, and thanks for coming to the meeting. The single most popular route proposal, H, has this swing of restoring this part of Route 36 into West Anchorage along Wisconsin, and then back up to 36 on Spinard. I hope that we have reach out to the community councils in that area. I do remember two things. I remember a lot of people talking about that at the time of the route changes, but I also remember riding that bus all the time and not having that many passengers there. So it's kind of a discrepancy that I pointed out a few times over the last couple of years. So if people really want that route down by Wisconsin, people are going to have to speak up when we get to that stage. So that's
as president of the North Star Community Council.
Sam, this is board comments. I'm happy to talk with you afterwards.
So that proposal is on page 55, the one I'm talking about, of the draft.
We demand that goes on Arctic.
And so I just want to say again, we've heard you these last years. It's pained us to not have an avenue to provide library and old Seward service, and this opportunity came, and we did some of our part, and you folks did yours, with reaching out to the assembly members and so forth. So I just feel like we need to celebrate this
Andrew
new
wanted cake.
Wasn't
you that wanted cake? Somebody wanted cake.
opportunities for the assembly to vote on transit expansion don't come around very often, and it's been a while. So to get the support from the community, support from the assembly for expanded transit service, for serving more people with this safe and efficient mode is just great. So
this is unprecedented.
Yeah.
I don't know that we've ever been able to ask.
So yeah, thank you for your support. Thank you for the opportunity for us to pass along your comments to the assembly. Gives us great pleasure to do so. With that, entertain a movement to adjourn. Yeah. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We are so
adjourned. Run.
You need dissension.
That's the first meeting in like 3 meetings that you didn't have to extend. You are out of order, sir.
As president of North Star Community
Council, we really want that. I was thinking we were going to have a real day.
No, I spent a whole day.